Great to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, First Lady Rosalind Carter once said, there are only four kinds of people: those who have been caregivers, those who are currently caregivers, those who will be caregivers, and those who will need caregivers. Joining me here in the studio is Catherine Collinson, president of the Transamerica Institute, who will be sharing some new research on caregiving, caregivers, particularly those who are trying to juggle those responsibilities of caring for a loved one and still working. Catherine, talk us through some of the highlights of this new research that you did and some of the insights that it yielded.
Transamerica Institute just released its inaugural survey of 3,100 caregivers across the U.S. We find more than half of them are actually employed while juggling caregiving responsibilities. And we find that some could be sort of jeopardizing their own long-term financial situation by not taking adequate care of their employer. Three out of four have made some sort of adjustment to their work schedules, either reducing responsibilities, reducing hours, using vacation days. Some have quit their jobs altogether or retired early just because of their caregiving responsibilities.
Right.
Almost 3 in 10 say they have encountered some sort of adverse action taken against them by their employers because of these conflicts, because of their caregiving responsibilities.
There's a lot of research out there that indicates that this is increasingly a responsibility and a need that many, many, many families are going to have to face. If you happen to still be working and need to continue to work and you have an indulgent employer, what are some of the things a person can do?
Well, first and foremost, and we talk about this a lot on the show, is you've got to perform well at your current job and keep your job skills up to date. And depending on your job and depending on your employer, you may be able to negotiate things like flexible work arrangements, where you set the expectations with your supervisor, agree on them, and timeframes in which they'll be done so that you can keep working but have more flexibility with your job to be able to do so. Another thing that you can do is look into any potential resources that your employers may be offering for caregivers. Larger employers in particular, offer certain benefits that people might not be aware of. And they can range from an employee assistance program, which offers caregiving referrals, access to resources, even support group and counseling type services for caregivers. That's one area. And another thing employers might do is even offer some sort of adult daycare service. That would be for aging parents. So there are certain things that employers offer. If the care recipient is an immediate family member, it's important to learn about protections under the Family Medical and Leave Act, which is designed to help people stay on the job and keep their jobs if they need to take some sort of leave of absence or time off to care for a loved one with certain medical conditions.
Given the importance of this issue and its relevance for so many, it's an issue that we'll come back to, caregiving and the challenges of that and the opportunities that are also available. We'll come back to this issue again on Clear Path, but that's all we have time for here on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.